Malcolm X Community Center, which was developed on 16th and K out of an old storage facility where Tacoma Public Schools used to store equipment, fences and bleachers and benches. And that storage facility really had become surplus. The entire 16th and K to 17th and K block was fenced off, and that storage facility was here. When we convinced the school district to lease this property to the park district for $1 a year so that it could be our place of recreation on this part of the hill when there was no other place of recreation, you had to go to downtown Tacoma Boys Club on 25th and G. And if you lived on this end of the community, that was a long way for a young person to travel without transportation and unsupervised. And so this facility then became the Malcolm X Community Center. The first director of it was a fellow by the name of Fred Wiggs. The initial transfer of the property from Tacoma Public Schools to the Metropolitan Park District, the Harambe A Youth Group, headed up by Reggie Fernandez, which used this as our gathering place to play basketball, to shoot pool, play ping pong, to sit in class and talk with one another. It operated a number of years as the Malcolm X Community Center. And then the Department of Social and Health Services Region 5 Advisory Committee. And that advisory committee was convened with multiple purposes to advise the region on its business and activities and programs, a whole array of social programs that the Department of Social and Health Services oversaw and provided, and some funding to build community facilities. There was something called a Washington Futures Measure, which got codified as Referendum 29. And Referendum 29 dollars, we would apply for those dollars to build the facilities to meet a community need. And it was then that we knew that these old buildings that were storage buildings that had been sheetrocked and drywalled and painted and spackled were useful, but it could be better. We could have a better facility. And so we went after getting a better facility and got a Referendum 29 grant from Region 5 DSHS. The grant was not enough to build the facility that we imagined or that was being designed for this site. We had some volunteer architectural services that helped to lay out what a recreational facility would be. And we eventually got, in addition to Referendum 29, we got City of Tacoma Community Development Block Grant monies. And with the Referendum 29, the block grant, and some city support beyond the block grant, we were able to build what is now People's Center. We had an advisory board of adults who lived in the community. I had initially lived in the community in my parents' old home, but moved out of the community, so I was no longer on the hill. Friends and neighbors who had been a part of pushing for that recreational capacity in the first place. The Newmans, Jim and Joe, the Burrells, Freddie and Donnie, the Roberts, Bruce, the Gans, Tony and Kimmy, the Wilsons. We had all been on the hill, and we kind of got dispersed as people moved into better economic circumstances and consequently relocated. So now we've got the building funded. It's built just about, and folks suddenly think, well, we need to have a new name for this new facility. The young people who had grown up with me wanted to see Malcolm X's name retained. The new people who came in who had these communist leanings wanted to see a new name, People's Center, because they wanted to be more inclusive. And three names were put up. I don't remember the third. It came down to everybody on the hill casting a ballot or voting, and there were more of them still here. And I think they had like 189 to 70 votes for People's Center. So People's Center became that name out of that debate, that discussion, that emphasis. Initially, it made some people unhappy. Now, not only did that happen with this facility, But down on 9th and MLK, 9th and K Street, down the street from Johnson Candy Company, there was an open space that was getting designation as another park, the Parks and Recreation Facilities, and it needed a name. They went after that as well. So now you have People's Center and People's Park. They're not together. They're separated 16th to 9th. And so that type of naming prevailed at the park and at the building. And that's why we have today People's Center and People's Park.